WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. Your friendly neighborhood brain whisperer, Leo Weston, here, ready to get your mental gears turning and your synapses firing on all cylinders. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another day, another episode about clearing that mental cobwebs. But trust me, this one's different. Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful. The connection between healthy relationships and a crystal clear mind. Ever feel like your brain gets bogged down when things get hectic in your personal life? You know that feeling when you're constantly juggling drama, misunderstandings, or just plain old stress with loved ones? Well, I'm here to tell you, those tangled relationships can actually create a real fog in your thinking. Let's break it down. Imagine your brain as a beautiful garden, lush, vibrant, full of potential. Now picture some weeds creeping in. That's where unhealthy relationships come into play. They suck up energy, distract you from growth, and leave you feeling drained and fuzzy-headed. So how do we cultivate those flourishing mental gardens? It all starts with building healthy, supportive relationships that nurture your mind and spirit. Here are five key takeaways to get you started. Firstly, communication is king. I'm not talking about mindless chatter here. I'm talking about honest, open, and respectful conversations. Learn to express your needs clearly, actively. Listen to others and strive for understanding. Think of it like a dance. Both partners need to move in sync for the rhythm to be right. Remember, healthy relationships aren't about always agreeing. It's about respecting each other's perspectives, even when you don't see eye to eye. Secondly, boundaries are your best friend. Just like you wouldn't let anyone walk all over your physical space, it's crucial to set boundaries in your relationships too. This means saying no when necessary, protecting your time and energy, and communicating what you're comfortable with. Think of it like a fence around your garden. It keeps the unwanted things out and allows for healthy growth. Thirdly, choose your tribe wisely. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, support your goals, and inspire you to be your best self. Just like plants need sunlight and nutrients to thrive, we need positive influences in our lives to flourish mentally and emotionally. Don't waste precious energy on those who drain you or bring negativity into the mix. Fourthly, practice forgiveness. Holding on to grudges is like holding a hot coal, only hurting yourself in the process. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions. It means releasing the anger and resentment that weighs you down. Think of it as letting go of those weeds in your garden, making space for new growth and positive energy. And finally, make time for self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. Prioritize activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's meditation, reading, spending time in nature, or simply taking a relaxing bath, make sure you're replenishing your energy reserves. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for building healthy relationships with yourself and others. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant young professional who constantly felt overwhelmed by work stress and relationship drama. She was always on edge, struggling to focus, and her brain felt like a tangled mess. She realized that the constant conflicts with her partner and the pressure from demanding colleagues were draining her energy and clarity. So, she started implementing these tips. open communication with her partner, setting boundaries at work, cultivating supportive friendships, practicing forgiveness for past hurts, and prioritizing self-care through yoga and meditation. Slowly but surely, Sarah's mental fog began to lift. Her relationships became more balanced and fulfilling, her focus improved, and she felt a renewed sense of calm and clarity. The weeds in her garden were gradually replaced with vibrant flowers of peace, joy, and fulfillment. So remember, friends, your relationships have a profound impact on your brain health. Nurturing those connections is an investment in your overall well-being. Remember these key takeaways. Communication, boundaries, choosing the right tribe, forgiveness and self-care, they're the seeds for a thriving mental garden. So go out there, cultivate those relationships, and watch your brain fog melt away. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Let's spread the word about the power of healthy relationships for a clear mind and a fulfilling life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.